Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum, and
Hi, Clay.
I'm the host of this podcast. My other host is Ronnie Thomas Berry. One thing I want to let you know about this episode is about James Bond and how we all saw it. And one funny thing that happened at the movie is James Bond said, "Hey, I'm going to pull out my PP7," and then Rod got up and said, "Hey, I'm going to pull out my PP3." And then he got kicked out of the theater for exposing his penis to people.
Hey,
and we also have Whitmer Thomas, who didn't do any of that at the theater. He just sat down, enjoyed his food, and enjoyed the movie by gang.
With my hot cup of popcorn.
Yeah.
You got a hot cup?
No, man. The popcorn's been cold. Listen, I joined the Stubbs Club, and I expect hot corn. I don't want this cold corn.
Give me the freshest corn.
They've been dishing
out. Rod also say, let me show you my Stubbs.
Yeah.
To the guy taking his Stubbs Club card.
Stubbs Club card. Yeah, and he said, thank you. The movie's Theater 16.
And I'm going to show you, and you said, I'm going to show you Theater 3. Doesn't work anymore.
So, the AMC Theaters, I'm part of the Stubbs Club.
What does that stand for?
American Masterful Cinema.
American Movie Cinema.
Awesome Movie Cinema?
Now we're talking.
So, they get cold corn at the Stubbs Club, which I don't love that.
Can I tell you what it's...
What's up?
Awesome. Maze Balls Cinema.
Cool.
And
then you go, you watch 30 minutes of trailers, which is really fun, because they got 30 minutes of trailers at AMC.
Yeah, and you're just waiting for that Spencer trailer.
Spencer?
Yeah.
What's that again?
That's the only movie trailer I remember. Princess Diana movie?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And it's a bit British, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
I mean, it should be. That makes sense.
Mm. I love Kristen Stewart as an actress. But I will say that anytime she's in a movie that takes place before cell phones, I'm just kind of waiting for her to, like, pull out her iPhone and look at it.
Yeah.
Her body language suggests to me
that she's waiting to pull out that
phone.
She
just kind of wants to look at her iPhone.
Yeah, I get that.
But I do like her a lot as an actress. But anyway, so, yeah, so 30 minutes of trailers, which was really fun when we started going back to the movies.
Uh-huh.
But now I just seen all these trailers and I don't give a fuck.
It's like fun every once in a while you see a new one.
I rarely see a new one, but I'm on fucking Apple Trailers.com.
And now they do this Nicole Kidman commercial.
Yeah, the AMC one.
And they play it right before the movie. I don't want that.
I don't know if you experience this too. Always gets a big laugh.
Oh yeah, everybody laughs at it. Because it's, like,
absurd.
And in here, that's okay. Talks about, like, heart. In here, feels good to be heartbroken or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Heartbreak feels good.
Yeah.
In here, heartbreak feels cold.
I do like that. She's little.
She's kind of explaining
that. She has an Australian accent in it.
I think she's just trying to tell you that it's fun to see movies and that we know we're already
here. I support the commercial. I just say play it before the trailers. Don't play it after.
Yeah, yeah.
We just sat through 30 minutes of trailers. Now you're making us watch Nicole Kidman talk about how it's good to feel heartbroken when you're in the movies.
Have her be the thing that you see, like, as soon as if you walk in a little bit late.
What is she selling us?
That it's nice to be at the movies?
During a pandemic.
Here's what I want. I want to see the guy who owns the AMC in the middle of fucking Santa
Maria. What
does
that stand for?
Amazing Maze Balls Cinema. Who owns the AMC in our hometown or in Santa Maria, and he's just like, "Hi, y'all. Thanks for coming to the AMC. My name's Chris Bogsworth, and thank you for supporting movie. Movies are back. Yee-hoo!" And
Yippee.
It's like his daughter's like sitting on a Jeep. He's like, "Yeah, Dad, come on, let's go," or something. And it's a Jurassic Park Jeep, and they drive to the movie theater.
Right.
And that's it. That's fun.
I think I would just be happy if they just showed the one clip of Tom Cruise saying movies are back.
Movies are back. Oh, love that.
That was like the second month of the pandemic.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
Movies are back.
He went to London to see Tenet.
That's a bit British, isn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, we got this Nicole Kidman commercial after 30 minutes of trailers. We're all just waiting for a new Batman, Robert Pattinson Batman trailer. It ain't. We don't know what's
We want to see Batman. We want to see Spider-Man.
No, we don't want to see Spider-Man.
I'd be happy to see Spider-Man.
I'm over now. That shit. No offense to Spider-Man.
Awesome.
I've seen the Eternals commercial too much.
Oh, that Eternals trailer?
How many trailers do they have? Every time I see it come up, it feels like I'm getting a new cut.
Yeah, I think there is with these Marvel. I think they're trying to get people more stoked to see this Eternals. It's like, that story is done.
I'm
going to
see it.
These Marvel stories are done. I'm not invested no more in them.
Is this a still same, they're trying to push the same storyline here?
Well, it's like, now it's like post-Thanos Marvel and all the other guys.
I feel like last time I saw a trailer, they brought that Purple Man up again.
They do bring him up.
Well, now that I'm a Stubbs man and I get to see 3 movies every week, I'll probably just go see it.
Oh, I'll absolutely see this stuff.
I'll probably see it too. I like the candy that I eat there.
Yeah, I eat the candy.
Yeah, you just like, you get it's basically a free movie. If you don't like it, you just can leave.
I do want to see Lamb. Stuff. That's the one.
Oh, you want to see Lamb. Lamb looks like a joke of what a A24 movie would be. Really, I'm sure it's really good. I've heard it's amazing. But it's like, I don't know, guys. We just like put a, it's like a baby that has a lamb head on the body.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll go see it. But
can I know? My thing here with this lamb thing.
What's up?
Have the fucking lamb baby be like a treat. Like, have it, don't show it in the trailer. Have it be like a, you're watching the movie, and then when you see the lamb baby, you're like, what the fuck?
I think they just know more people will see it.
I think it's okay to show the lamb baby. I thought it was kind of weird.
Or maybe they go even farther than the lamb baby. Maybe they are holding some stuff.
Maybe the lamb baby can fly. I don't know.
I mean, the lamb baby is obviously some sort of demon.
Rod.
They make that
fucked up. Why do you say that?
They make it clear in the trailer that it's like a demon.
No, he's nice and he has a little hoodie on.
Yeah, he jumps around and he goes,
and then it makes the lambs mad.
Well, yeah, because it's an outcast. Rod, you don't relate because you grew up in the popular school where you're the leader of your school. Me and Clay, we are outcasts.
Yeah, and you're not an outcast because you live in a jail.
It's hard to be an outcast when you live in jail.
I don't live in jail.
You do live in jail.
You guys are rude.
Right. All you ever do is break into machines at the bottoms of ships and make moonshine.
I've never done that.
You do that all the time, Rod. You go into the machines at the bottom of a ship. You unscrew something. Something pours out of it. And sometimes you drink it as it's coming out. And then you mix it up with some other stuff. And it gets you fucked up. And that's how you make friends.
Yep.
That's how you make friends.
But what is that?
I don't know.
That's from the master. And that's what you do. They wrote that based on you.
Yeah. So what happened in the movie?
So we see the movie, 30 minutes of trailers.
What's Peter, movie
Peter's
called?
Back at AMC.
Who's Peter?
Peter's a guy who knew about Stone Quackers.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, last time, maybe I didn't mention this. Last time I was there, Peter was taking my tickets.
Oh, that Peter.
And he goes... Are you Whit from Stone Quackers? I said, yeah, what's up? And he goes, tell Clay I love him.
Hey, Rod, can you remember when we saw Teton?
Uh-huh.
Was a Peter around?
I didn't see Peter. Okay. He's tall.
All right.
So. Tall, cool-looking guy. And then he said, tell Clay I said I love him. Tell Bug I said I love him.
And Rod's just sitting there.
And Rod, I said, Rod was in it, too. And he goes,
okay.
Okay. And then... Peter was there this time again. This time he gave Buddy his candy and his nachos.
Oh, right.
And
he's at the premium side of the.
Yeah, Peter goes, "What's up, Whit?" I go, "Hey, Peter. Hey, look, check it out. It's Bug." And then Bud and Peter talked for a while, and that was nice. It's nice to see Peter again.
And then you go, "Well, Rod's here too." And they go, and he goes, "I think you guys are gonna be late for your movie."
No, I bought my candy and I got out of there. I'm not trying to.
Right. You know, I said, you know, Rod's here too. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know. He started following me on Instagram and Twitter.
What's better than him following you to your car?
I'll follow him to his car too. I live right there. We could be friends. That's what I'm saying.
No, Peter's nice. We should all be his friend. He's cool. So we go see No Time to Die, James Bond. And let me tell you right now, this movie's 2 hours and 43 minutes. He's got plenty of time to die.
Yeah.
Right.
I tweeted that.
How, what's the numbers doing right now?
I think it's doing all right. I don't know.
1K on those legs?
I don't know, man. Well, I can look it up. We get in there.
What are you thinking? Over, under? 1K on the legs?
I don't know. Over?
All right, I'll take the under just because you took the over.
I don't remember the last James Bond. Do you?
No, I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
Was it Spectre?
I don't know if it was Spectre.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's doing pretty good. It did over.
I owe Rod about $4 million.
Yeah.
Oh, I could use that.
And peanuts.
So.
400.
Do you remember Spectre at all?
No, I don't. All these movies are the same in my head. I think Casino Royale might have a different memory just because he's at a casino.
And he does parkour.
I think
he plays Texas Hold'em.
I remember them doing parkour and all these.
And that was like the first one.
Wait, is the Casino Royale the one where he jumps off a crane in the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, so Casino Royale really.
It was crazy when that came out.
Now, is Spectre the one where it happens in the desert and there's that big building?
I think that's Quantum of Solace.
Was that not the last one?
Spectre might have a big building. I don't.
Okay. It wasn't a big building. Also it was in the just desert.
Casino Royale.
Peeking out of the sand is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, that is Spectre. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
No. Quantum.
No? Quantum and then Skyfall?
How do y'all keep this in your
head? Because I just watched a video about all of them.
Okay.
Then Spectre. Then No Time to Die. Here's the thing. People talk shit on Bond all the time. They're like, this fucking movie sucks. Every time I see a Bond movie, I'm like, that was pretty good.
Yeah, had a pretty fun time.
There's never a one where I'm like moved. But I do love them. I love watching them.
No, it's very fun.
Even the old ones.
Ron normally gets moved with these movies. I mean, moved out of the theater for what he does.
What the?
Because you do something messed up.
No, I don't do anything messed up in the theater.
Yeah, you do.
Is this new movie?
I said my popcorn's not hot enough.
And what do you do? He said, I'll show you something really hot. And he showed you photos of girls at the grocery store not knowing they're getting their photos taken.
God, Clay, don't. You're going too far with stuff.
Is so this new movie, is it done by the True Detective guy?
Yeah.
Okay. He's pretty good at this action stuff.
Directing stuff.
Remember that long shot he did? You know the behind the scenes of that long shot in the that show?
Yeah, what about him?
They forgot to turn off the camera.
They forgot to turn on the camera?
Turn off the camera.
Oh, really?
And so he kept on yelling, going, just keep on going. Keep on going.
Oh, that's why it's so long?
The guy couldn't figure out how to turn off the camera.
And he goes, well, that's a blessing in disguise. Keep on going. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember the rest of the story part of any of the other ones. I know that Skyfall is supposed to be like the best one of these five movies.
I thought I didn't like Skyfall.
Which one is Skyfall again?
I don't know.
I thought I liked Casino Royale.
I like Casino Royale because I like the chips and I like the betting and I like the gambling.
They introduce a bunch of new characters, which is fun. You got a new Bond and he's the first Bond who's like strong.
Right.
And kind of sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember as a kid, I'd watch like Tomorrow Never Dies, Pierce Brosnan, and he like surfs on a giant wave and I was like, that's fucking awesome.
It's just like a big silly movie.
Yeah.
Has any of these movies been better than GoldenEye?
I think a lot of people say Casino Royale is one of the best James Bond movies.
Okay.
But then a lot of people say also Her Majesty's Service is the best James
Bond. Her Majesty's Secret Service, silly Bond?
I think I'm going to have to rewatch all the Bonds.
I don't know. It's the one that takes place on a ship and it's the only guy who...
I know Moonraker has something to do with the moon and Jaws.
They go to the moon, yeah.
And then I know there's one that takes place in Nolens.
Right. So like a lot of people don't like the James Bond, the Daniel Craig James Bond, because he's sensitive, and they don't like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Casino Royale starts, his girlfriend betrays him and then dies. And then all these other movies happen. Now he's sort of like retired and he has to come out of retirement because he gets attacked when he goes and visits his old girlfriend's grave. And he's got his new girlfriend, Lea Seydoux.
Mm-hmm. I think they're married.
They're married now. And she's, I don't really necessarily understand why he's so mad at her. Do you?
He thinks that she betrayed him.
What was her name?
Lea Seydoux. What?
There's a wedding joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to commit to it.
Yeah. All right, Leia, say I do.
Yeah, it's just like a, you don't need, we don't need to go into that.
I mean, I get it. That's really funny.
And I mean, I haven't said a joke. I just
Clay, if you would have said
I told you my joke about the length, right?
PP3?
No, it seems like he has plenty of time to die. Oh.
No, not that length.
So, all right, so does... So,
can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Is it PP7 or PPK? What is the movie version and what is the GoldenEye video game version?
PP7 is what I know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about guns.
You know the ones that you just... Because the one when you bought the gun, they just said, just point this at Clay and then this is the trigger that you...
Yes.
If he doesn't do what you...
Yeah, they do. I asked them. I asked them how to intimidate my friends with it. They let me know.
Okay. All right, so... So Lea Seydoux why is he mad at her?
She thinks that he thinks that she betrayed him.
Why does he think that?
Because the guys kind of say that. The motorcycle guys chasing him around.
There's motorcycle guys in this?
He shouldn't trust them.
Yeah, I don't know why he does.
And then then
he puts her on a train and says, I'll never see you again.
And so 5 years later, now he lives in Jamaica. There's some new stuff going on and he gets recruited to go to Cuba to... Go to a Spectre party.
You're thinking of the movie Spectre.
No. Spectre's the main bad guy group.
It's the name of the terrorist organization.
And they didn't figure out how to end that in the movie Spectre?
Guess not.
No.
Well, there's a problem there. Christoph Waltz was the head of it, and now he's in prison. And he's somehow controlling this party and talking to the guests?
Yeah, through his bionic eye.
But we don't... ever
when I'm at a party and I talk to the guests, I use my mouth.
Oh, that's because you don't have a bionic eye.
Well, he's in jail. If you were in jail, you couldn't use your mouth. So, is he communicating to them,
though? I'm not exactly sure, but he is doing it.
I Googled that and I couldn't find an answer.
Because they showed him that he's a crazy person in prison and he's just talking.
He's like always rocking back and forth and talking to himself.
And maybe he just, I don't know, somehow his bionic eye... gets the signal. I don't fucking know.
That's never explained and that pisses me off.
But he does it and he calls out Bond and he's like, oh, well, we're gonna kill you now.
But there's James Bond, let's kill him. And something happens and then because there's a guy who...
There's no spoilers yet, right?
It's a lot of spoilers so far.
Okay.
Have we spoiled the movie?
Yeah, have we spoiled the movie yet?
Oh, I guess
I don't
remember
it. So... Just, like, let me know when we're getting to spoiler territory.
Well, because you were running around looking for some
help.
But also in that scene, they have their...
scared because of the gun.
Yeah.
They introduce a girl when he goes to Cuba, and she's there for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, but she's a kind of a fun character.
Yeah, I thought she was really fun, and I was kind of upset she was only there for...
She's sort of like a doof, but she's really...
She's really good at spy.
Really good at being a spy, but she's kind of nervous because it's her first time.
Yeah.
Did this come out on HBO Max or is it not related?
It's normal movie.
Normal style. Movie. Gotcha.
And then she just bails. So, yeah, I don't know. That scene was kind of... It's fun. All the action stuff was fun. So then they run around, do some other stuff. James Bond.
Oh, we made the new 007.
There's a new 007 since he retired. Because he retired. And it's a woman.
And when he's back, he's 008?
No. Because he's not back. He's just like doing this because he has to at the moment. And he's not even with the MI people. The new 007 is...
What does MI stand for?
Mission Impossible.
Really?
I don't think so.
Mazeballs. I gotta go.
She's bounce around 007, bounce around doing stuff, whatever. And then James Bond's bounce around doing stuff, and then he...
How deep into the movie are we now?
Three fucking 20 hours.
I don't know.
So we're like nine. We're in the first act.
Yeah, we're still in the first act.
No, we ain't. Are we?
No, I think it's maybe the start of the second act.
Well, so whatever, man. They're bouncing around.
Was it a cool part where he shot the screen in the opening title?
That was cool.
Was that a good part?
I always am clapping.
But was
all the action.
Was it satisfying?
Yeah, it was badass. Absolutely badass.
I mean, there's a lot of really badass shit in this movie.
He drives motorcycle up steps and does ramp.
What? It's for the road.
He uses launch ramp up off of steps.
He jumps like 30 feet in the air off these steps.
Yeah, basically.
Who is he? Paul Rodriguez?
Yeah, basically.
Junior, yeah. Paul Rod. P. Rod?
Yeah. Paul Rod.
Paul Rod. I shortened it. It's Paul Rod now.
Oh, dude, I did a thing the other day. I have a friend named Matt. You know Matt Price?
Mm-hmm.
Good buddy. I couldn't stop calling him Mike.
Oh, this is why you lose sleep.
I felt like I was going nuts.
Talked about that.
Why were
Patreon,
you doing this?
I have no idea.
Calling him Mike?
I just suddenly, the other day, we were skating. I hang out with Price all the time. The other day, just couldn't stop saying, wait, hey, Mike. Wait.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa, said Mike.
Did you instantly catch it every time?
Every time.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
Do you think he's pissed off?
Yeah, I guess so. Here, you can hear us talk more about this, my problems in the other podcast, the Patreon podcast.
Sleeping problems that make you stay up all night.
So anyway, this movie, these guys are bouncing all over the place. Then he's got to go talk to Christoph Waltz, who's in jail.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's just by luck or whatever, but Lea Seydoux, his ex-girlfriend who thought betrayed him.
What do you say to me?
Lea Seydoux, his ex-girlfriend who...
Did you say potato?
But betrayed him.
Thought potato.
Oh, I thought it was...
She is Christoph Waltz's psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Is that just lucky or is that something that was in the other movies?
I think... I don't know if it's... I don't know, because it's like... The idea is Christoph Waltz only talks to a psychiatrist who happens to be the ex-wife of his...
Gosh, you guys are losing me.
His
right
like
now.
Biggest enemy.
Yeah, weird.
And I guess like they're okay with this. I don't really know.
Also, something. It opens with Lea Seydoux as a little girl, and she's getting chased by a guy who's mad at her because her dad murdered his family. And this guy is
that would piss me off.
Yeah, I'd be so mad. And this guy's trying to kill her. She falls into some ice, and then he decides to save her.
Oh, I'd be so cold.
Yeah.
Think about that fucking...
How cold you'd be?
Movie critics.
Ooh! I see, here, this is why I didn't like it, Siskel. Falls into the ice, that's too cold.
I was thinking about how cold I'd
Can
be.
Can I tell you just why I wouldn't like this movie? When they have that thing, that would be too cold!
If that happened to me, I'd be too pissed off. And I just wouldn't be able to move. That's why I give it two thumbs down. Yeah, so that's how the movie opens. And James Bond is, like, pissed off, and he's got nanobite technology in his hands because he touched Lea Seydoux, who was poisoned and meant to kill Christoph Waltz. Anyway, he accidentally kills Christoph Waltz instead of her. She runs out. That's a spoiler.
So fast forward to now, that's what we're saying.
And then some other stuff
happens. When did this movie come out?
Like, a few days ago?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
What? Nothing. Don't listen to... Just
don't listen to Game if you haven't seen it.
Well, we don't got to finish talking about it. Here, so that's... I honestly thought Christoph Waltz was already dead when I started watching this movie.
I just forgot he was part of this whole thing.
Here, well, stop talking about it. Here's what I'll say. All of the criticism about this movie is not how the movie is not good. It's about how the
People
marketing...
think this movie's not good.
No, it's about... Everybody's mad at the marketing of this movie. Mm. So, like, a year ago or so... When they released the trailer, they tried to release it as, like, James Bond is being kind of taken over. There's a new James Bond in town, and it's girls.
Where can I watch this?
I say, I'm in. Girls in swimsuits and... Eating, running around with a PP7.
We got girls.
Yeah, let's just say
trampolines.
I'll let a girl hold a PP7 any day.
Exactly.
Wow, that's nice of you. Progressive, even.
Yeah. But that's really not. I guess they try to do that like marketing of it, and then they like.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't either. This is just the outrage from YouTube and Twitter. People are saying the movie's fine. The marketing for it was really bad. I never even saw a trailer for this movie. I just went and saw it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw a trailer either. It was just
honestly, like, dude, show me a trailer of this movie. And if you include clips from Quantum of Solace, Casino Royale, the other ones, Skyfall. I couldn't pick them out.
Yeah, so...
How many times is he riding a motorcycle up the stairs? Like, let's be real here.
Right.
He does a lot of motorcycle riding.
Yeah.
Remember the one... Is that James Bond where they replace his face... They put his face on a guy when he's riding a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. That's Quantum of Solace.
That's Quantum of Solace. I remember that scene being very funny.
Yeah. And that movie... A lot of the reason people don't like that movie is because of the story. It's like very much just like action heavy. And they had to do that because it was made during the writer's strike and they never had a script for it. They just had like the bare bones of a story.
Was that long ago?
And they had to do it? They just had to make the movie at that time?
That's when it came out. Or 2009. Yeah, that's how the showbiz was, baby. But yeah, here's what I want in a movie. I want him to go, "My name's Bond, James Bond. I'll take him off, tiny shape, and then not stirred."
Do all the things?
No.
He did.
He did the martini?
Yeah, he did the martini.
Where at?
Bond, James Bond.
In Cuba. Remember, him and the girl got a drink before they did the thing.
Did he say shaken, not stirred?
He said shaken, not stirred.
Did he do the Bond, James Bond? Fuck,
maybe I like stepped out or
he
something.
Did do Bond, James Bond.
Rod kept on showing you those photos.
No, he said, "Bond, my name's James." And she goes, "What's your last name?" Or no, he goes, "My name's Bond."
Oh, do they always, they like undercut that joke in every movie now?
Yeah.
Just say it. Just say the thing. Do the thing.
Clay, you need to be more supportive of movies if you want to make movies.
No. And this is how you do it. Every like Santa movie, he goes, "Ho, ho, ho, here's your present." Every single one.
Nuh-uh.
Every single one, he does.
I bet you there's one where he doesn't.
I defy
you. $1,000 there's a Santa movie out there where he doesn't say, "Ho, ho, ho,
here's your present." He doesn't ever say
that's
one.
A dumb bet, Whit.
That's a dumb bet,
dude. It's a dumb bet, dude. You're going to lose your money.
Might as well just throw the money away right now.
Just throw the
CJ
money away.
CJ called me the other day because he said that in a synopsis of a movie, I said present day, and he said, "Present day? What do you mean, Christmas?"
Did that last week.
He said that was funny.
What do you mean?
When you said present day, what do you mean, Christmas?
Yeah.
I mean, that is really funny.
Or present day. What do you mean, Christmas?
That's a good one.
I'm fine. I just want him to go, "My name's Bond, James Bond. Give me that fucking martini,
bitch.
Asshole."
And it's a guy that he's talking to.
He says bitch, but it's to a guy.
Yeah.
And that's all I care about. And if he's bouncing around looking good and slamming chicks. When he slams chicks, ooh. Imagine just being James Bond with all those gadgets and you get to slam chicks all the time.
All the time, yeah.
God,
that does sound pretty.
What a dream.
It sounds nice.
Sounds neat.
James Bond's living the fucking dream, dude.
At one point, he catches two huge fish. Spoiler. And then he gets...
Fast forward here.
He has to go do something, and he just leaves the fish on the dock. Spoiler. I'm like, at least put the fish back.
Yeah.
Or cut their heads off and put them in the freezer.
Freeze them or something. What are you doing, man?
Just drop them on the dock. I'm like, yo, if you ain't going... I watch a lot of fishing videos nowadays. Yeah. I watched a video of a shrimp. Like, you're going to hate this. A guy catches a shrimp.
Every good story starts this way.
You're going to hate this. A guy catches a shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the punching shrimp. And this shrimp punches through his shoe. It's got the most powerful punch in the world. A shrimp.
Do you guys watch that boxing match?
What's the boxing match? Rod, I'm telling you about shrimp right now.
That just reminded me about the boxing
his
match.
His shrimp is when
I don't know what you're talking about.
It eats his
the punch shrimp through punch? The shoe?
Yeah.
How did
where did he get close to the shoe? Why did he get close to the shoe?
Because he was in a kayak and the shrimp was sort of by his feet when he brought it up into the boat.
And it punched through his shoe?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a strong
mantis.
Old guy.
It's called a mantis shrimp.
What are you telling me?
Most powerful punch in the world. And the punch creates a heat that's as hot as the sun.
The fuck?
This was a YouTube video you saw?
Ooh, my YouTube is awesome right now. It's probably ruined after these snoring videos I've been clicking on, but...
Oh, yeah. When I walked into your... This is on the Patreon, we talked about this. You had a weird fucking...
I'm trying to learn how to stop snoring, and there's a commercial that I watched that advertised a ball that clips to the back of your shirt.
It's a wiffle ball that has a clip on it that you and put on
that's
your
a
back.
That's so
that
you don't sleep that's on your back. That's not the guy's advice? Yeah.
Okay. No, it's a commercial. It's like an infomercial.
Do you only snore on your back? Is that a thing?
Yeah. I only snore on my back.
But that's a common thing for other people, too?
Yeah, really common.
Okay. So, Rod, what is this boxing thing? Please, Rod, you have to... This has
it's
to be...
It's
Rod, stop.
Okay.
This has to be entertaining. As the shrimp who punched a shoe, yeah, made the shoe so hot it was the hottest of sun.
Okay, well,
it needs to be equal, and because that's what me and Clay were on talking about that, and you interrupted
this
the shrimp
fight.
Sun punch.
No, listen, this fight is maybe one of the best boxing matches I've ever seen in my damn life.
Okay.
Is Tyson Fury?
Never heard of him.
He's the Gypsy King.
Okay.
Versus Deontay Wilder.
Can I cancel you for saying that?
What?
Yeah.
The Gypsy King? He goes by that. That's him. He chose the name.
Cool. Yeah, get ready to...
But these are two big motherfuckers, and they're punching each other in the damn head.
Okay, and just... So, going into this, they don't punch as hot as
the
sun.
Can I say this?
What?
Boxing punching? Yeah, that's surprising. Shrimp punching?
With sun punches? Did one of them punch through his shoe?
No.
And draw blood?
They both knocked each other down. It was pretty fun to watch. Did you guys not see
any
of
this?
Did
they come from the
sea? I don't know. Dude, if it...
No, one is from
if
America.
If Logan
the
or
other
Jake Paul
from
are not involved, I'm not watching, dude.
But these fights are so... This fight was so much better than that.
Oh, wait. But it's not boring.
Rod's joking. He's trying to piss me off.
But hold up. Maybe Rod thinks this is so interesting, and we just didn't realize because a kayaker actually caught these boxers off of his kayak in the sea.
No, that didn't happen. No, this was just a fight. This is a pay-per-view fight.
What about this?
I watched it with my
brother. Could you cook one of them, put them in a bucket, and it's called shrimp in a bucket?
No, because these are both really big guys.
Hey, so they're humans.
One of the guys is 6'9", and the other one's probably 6'7".
Wait, do they go good with grits?
I mean, I can't answer that, but they might.
Hmm. Weird, because...
Kind of sounds like a little... I will say, from Rod's description right there, sort of sounds like shrimp.
Yeah.
No, these are big guys.
And how much did you pay for this?
My brother stole it.
You were with your big
brother?
What the hell?
Crime runs in the family?
I was at my mom's.
When did you watch this?
It was this weekend.
You didn't even tell me you went to your mom's.
I went Saturday.
Rod?
What's up?
That's so messed
I told
up.
Him to watch Lenny when I went to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it just...
I said I was going to my mom's.
I think that's when he gets the idea.
It's weird you didn't even reach out to me.
To go to my mom's?
No, to go to watch Lenny.
Well, I mean, you're not even that close to Lenny, and you're busy, boy.
Okay.
You ever want to watch Lenny?
Sure. What do you mean, watch Lenny?
Yeah, you come over, hang out with him for like 5 minutes, and you feed him his wet.
His wet?
Wet food, yeah. We have ham and tap water in a bag. Called it the wet.
Yeah, I feed my cats outside some wet.
That's nice.
Yeah, Chicky and Chunky.
Chicky and Chunky are out there?
That's their names.
Oh, I thought that's what you fed them.
No, I feed them tuna.
Tuna fish.
Chicky and Chunky.
Cats love tuna fish.
So what was going on with this fight?
I'm just telling you, it's a really good fight. You guys should watch the clips of it on YouTube if you haven't.
Yeah, we'll watch that, and you guys... Gotta watch this punching shrimp.
We'll see what you guys think is better.
Yeah, actually, let's weigh in.
Punching shrimp or just some boxing match?
Who just
go online, type in some boxing match.
No, you gotta watch the right one.
Guys punching each other.
And then,
was the third. This was a trilogy.
Go on the internet, type in punching shrimp.
I think the next Bond villain should be this damn mantis shrimp.
Yeah,
punch his ass.
He'd probably want to do that. The guy that had the G word in it.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury?
He probably wants that guy to be the...
He could be your villain in a Bond movie. He's British.
I want to do the shrimp. I'm Team Shrimp. But you knew that about me.
There's like this... So every Bond villain has like a scar or something wrong with them, you know?
Yeah.
But then in Quantum of Solace, the Bond villain is just a normal looking guy. And all of the reviews are like... So and so, whoever the actor is, so and so with his distinguished, noticeable bug-eyed face, and it's like No, that's just his normal face. They didn't do anything extra to him. They're just trying to figure out what his, like, trait is.
Yeah, Rami Malek, he got the, he had some weird scars on his face.
They should have gave him the queen teeth.
Give him the Freddie Mercury teeth.
Yeah, Rami Malek was, like, he's a good villain. Anyway, you see the movie. I think it's worth seeing for sure.
What do you give it?
10 out of 10, easy.
I'll give it 10 out of 10 as well.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 10 out of 10. Perfect film.
What do you give Punch Shrimp? Shrimp Puncher.
Fucking 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And the Rod's boxing thing? Fucking trash. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I guess everyone likes it. 10 out of 10. Is that it?
Is that key of B?
E.
No, dude, we had like 10 more minutes on this.
Did I show you guys the video where the dude tries to do a rope swing and there's a gator in the water?
Ugh.
Oh, wait. No, you showed me the one where he was like, dude, you're fucking gator. You got gator on the brain lately.
I love gators.
You showed me the one where the guy was kayaking.
Ooh, that's a scary.
And then he like tipped over. He tumbled over.
Sorry. This one is scarier than that.
That was fucking frightening.
Was I over here watching a video of a guy in a kayak and he's hitting a shark with a paddle?
Yeah.
Okay, that was here.
Well, the shark won't stop bugging him.
He's just got to keep hitting him with the paddle.
Yeah. Yeah, man. These once you pop, you can't stop with these sharks and gators and shrimp.
So what's the rope one?
Ooh, a guy has like fashioned this. He's got this killer rope swing going off a tree and he jumps in. He's like, yee! And then he looks, he's wearing a helmet with a camera, and he looks right over the edge of the water, and there's a gator, and bites his helmet.
Eek.
And he swims the shore as fast as he can. I'll show you afterwards.
Gators are scary as hell.
These little guys, dude, ooh.
Some of them are big.
They won't bite you.
Some of these gators are fucking big as hell, Clay.
You know, my mom saw people back home try to give a gator raw chicken. Trying to coax them on land.
To do what with them? Kiss them?
Take a photo with them. These are people from, like, Illinois, is what my mom said.
Huh.
Can't be doing that. Alligators back home are very nice.
They are.
And you can go on a bike trail and then find them, and they won't do anything. They'll hang out. You'll hang out. You'll look at them, and you'll move on. We don't need to be teasing them with raw chicken.
They were teasing them, or are they just feeding them?
Well, they're feeding them, but they get them all riled up and ready to get on the land, which is like, you don't need to trigger that out of them. They need to be like...
Honestly, when I was a kid, I used to throw oranges into the pond or whatever lagoon behind my house because they floated, and then you would watch the gator eat the orange.
Gators like oranges?
Gator would be swimming around and it'd eat the orange. It'd sort of look at it.
Remember that? How many... I used to live next to a golf course. Gators everywhere.
They gonna bite you too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think golf course is just a great place to be if you're a gator.
Yeah.
So, anything else that happened? I went to Minnesota, but literally nothing happened, so nothing to report there.
For me, not really. I just, like, been doing my thing.
Yeah, I've also just been, I went to my mom's, but I just watched that.
What kind of food did you eat there?
Oh, we had ribs, and we went to the different breakfast places in Santa Maria, you know.
You've been to Santa Maria. Does your mom eat ribs every day?
No, just when I go up there.
Does your brother?
No one eats ribs every day. It's too much.
Why not?
Yeah, explain to me why.
I think it's just too much work, because you got to cook the ribs and cut the ribs. You got to barbecue, because they barbecue them when I go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be more or less healthy if you lived in your hometown?
Probably less.
How about you?
Oh, way less, dude. All that fried shrimp.
Ooh, and the cheese dip.
Oh, yeah.
It's also like, in LA, I can walk if I want to.
I can walk if I want to.
Wait, what song are you singing? Like, basically impossible.
I can party. What, I don't know. What song are you singing?
I can walk if I want to.
I can walk if I want to. In Santa Maria, it's like impossible to do anything other than drive. It's all suburbs. Everything is like...
And you look like a freak if you're walking, dude. If you're just like walking down the side of the road in our hometown, people are like,
Yeah, something's wrong.
What's going on with his?
No, if like anybody,
people pull over and go, "You need help with your truck or something." Yeah.
If anybody that I know ever sees me in Santa Maria walking, they pull over and they're like, "Hey,
you know the cops?
Where are you going?"
Yeah, you need us to call 911.
You need a ride.
Yeah, I would just be eating cheese dip and fucking shrimp and burgers and buffalo wings and going to movies where I'm the only person who's bought a ticket to the movie theater.
God, that must be nice, dude. That must be. I guess you'll never get a lamb or a Teton, but
no,
you'll
be the only person in the entire theater.
Yeah,
my dad and his wife Judy go to movies and talk full volume through the whole thing.
Yeah, should we run a movie at a AMC? You ever done that before? It's like $200 or something.
No, I've never done it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
To see what?
I don't know why. You can only see what they offer.
You can only see a current
film? I like the experience. When we saw Bond, the fucking audience was like stoked.
Yeah.
It was nice.
You can tell how much they enjoyed it by how loud they coughed.
There was a woman who started choking.
Yeah, she was choking on water.
And she also wasn't wearing a mask. And I'm like, yo, I understand you're choking.
I've been there.
Dude.
I've been there, but at least put a mask on.
Dude, these airports and airplanes, people are coughing off. They're coughing nonstop. They're coughing more than they're talking, dude. It's insane. I don't know if I'm just like noticing it now or if it's just like people just...
You really get aware of the cough.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just afraid I'm going to start coughing. I think it makes it worse.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's like always in my head that I might choke on my water and I might start coughing. Which is a thing I do a lot.
People be choking on water a lot lately.
I be choking on water a lot.
I don't do that at all.
You have 2 sips of water a day. You got careful sips.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't want too much to
and you piss.
Enter my body.
How many times do you piss? Two times a day, tops?
When I was in Minnesota, I pissed like fucking 12 times.
In a day or the whole time?
In a day, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
Were you drinking beer?
It's just like when I was at someone's house that has a toilet that like doesn't flush that well, and the stairs are really loud, and so I think my body was like, okay, just don't use the restroom that much because you don't need to annoy these people. They're trying to sleep or something, and you don't really flush that well. And then the opposite happens. I have to use the restroom all the time, and I was like in the restroom the 19th time, going, what the fuck am I doing up here all the time?
Damn.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm out of town, I barely ever go to the restroom.
Huh.
Yeah. I pee a lot on this trip. And then I'll come back home and I'll pee like fucking 4 times a week.
That seems unhealthy.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, hey, what can you do?
I just drink more water.
Yeah.
Anything else, gang?
Nope.
Nope. Ron, anything else?
No. Wait, don't you got to promote all your shows?
Oh, yeah, get tickets for my shows. They go on sale on Friday. Check it out on my Instagram. Going on tour in December.
Where are you going?
All over the East Coast.
Oh, West Coast? Richmond, Virginia?
No. Oh, fuck. All right. New York, Philly, D.C., Seattle, SF, Portland, Chicago.
See, that's pretty good.
L.A.
Look at that.
Pretty good, yeah.
Also doing my next Pals show, my last Pals show of the year. At Largo on October 28th. Get ticks for that.
Sounds a bit scary.
It will be scary.
This is going to be a scary one?
Maybe.
Joker going to be there?
Might be.
Okay, gang. Well, that's the podcast. And that's it.
Good night.
See you around.
Bye.